All right, questions being raised. Hashkafa. Continuing our discussion of the Noachide system. Questions being raised. And we said, by the way, I made that point, that basing myself on the Rambam, that a Noachide is one who does not subscribe to a different religion. He is not permitted to do so. He's not permitted to invent any religious statutes. He's only permitted to follow the Torah. He's a follower of Torah. Except for him, the Torah only mandates the seven Noachide laws, and he has permission to do certain of them voluntarily as a non-obligatory performance for which he gets schar, he gets reward. But he can't do it in an obligatory fashion. And it's clear that the reason for doing it is because he's following the Torah. Obviously, anybody that belongs to a different religion, if he just accidentally happens to not be violating them, that does not make him a Noachide. Now the question is, what is the obligation of Jews to Gentiles? Because everybody knows that if we don't pursue conversion, to the contrary, we discourage it. And it's only if a person persists, then we test them out, and if he's completely genuine, we allow him to study, and it's a big commitment. But we certainly do not seek converts. What about as far as Noachidism is concerned? There, I would say that, of course, you have an obligation. I would modify it, just be, that is, I'm not saying that we should go out there and make them, there's practical considerations involved. Because we're not in the ideal situation. So the answer has to be given from the standpoint of the ideal situation. When you consider that, forget about practicalities. Let's assume there were no issues at all. Let's assume we're living in a world where you have total freedom to instruct Gentiles about the Noachide laws, and you don't have to worry about any kind of backlash from the Christians or anybody else. Then I would say, yeah, that's an obligation. Because that's the Ratzon Hashem, that's the will of God. And the truth of the matter is that somebody who, that a Noachide is obligated to keep these laws, and at pain of death, if he doesn't keep them, then he becomes liable towards the death penalty. Of course, he should be he's supposed to instruct them first. You don't just go around killing people. But for his own benefit, for the benefit of mankind, and it's part of the Torah. So, but who's going to inform him? Who is going to inform him? So it's got to be through us. And not to do so, it seems to me, is withholding vital information, which is essential for people's lives. He has a tzelem alokim. So, I mean, for that reason, that's why I do participate. I give classes, starting a new class after Hanukkah for Noachide Nation. I feel that's a big mitzvah to do that, because you're spreading Torah. This is Torah. And these people have a chelik in Olam Haba. Why? Because they're following God's system. For them. It's not Tayag mitzvahs, but it's the system that God intended for them. So that's a tremendous, in my opinion, a big mitzvah. Thus, we do have an obligation. But in terms of how far you have to go in American society in pursuing it, that's a different question. It's not an ideal world, and I'm not sure there's many consequences. Practical, if you're going to start a whole aggressive movement to win over Gentiles, that could be a problem with a backlash. And we're protesting against missionary movements that target Jews, and if we go ahead and do that, then they're going to say, well, you're missionizing too. Things of that sort. I'm just saying they have to be taken into consideration. However, that is only when you're going after them aggressively. But to make opportunities available for people who are interested, that I think is something that is a good thing to do, and I don't think that's a problem. For example, in my shul, if I were to make it known that we're having a program for non-affiliated Gentiles who are interested in learning about Judaism, not from the standpoint of conversion, but from the standpoint of knowing what the Torah demands of the non-Jew, and to teach them the principles of what a Noachite is. That's a good thing, and I think that would not be a problem in America today. For a person, again, I mean, there's more primary responsibilities. We're in an imperfect situation. I mean, basic responsibility is to teach Torah to the Jews. That comes first. So that's a practical consideration, how much time a person can allot or whatever it is. But I'm just saying, in general, I would regard that as a responsibility. If we could carry it out, it would be a very, very significant development. It seems to me that if a Gentile, whatever he is, Christian, a Buddhist, a Muslim, whatever he is, if he expresses curiosity and is interested in hearing, then I think we have an obligation. And that seems to be pretty basic. But you can't just turn him away because he's coming to you. Now, I'm assuming he's not coming to break anything down or to just to argue for the sake of arguing, if he genuinely wants to hear. And upon hearing it, he'll decide. So I don't think it's you have permission, you have a chiyuv, because that's part of the responsibilities of the Torah. Yeah, you have the Torah, you have the knowledge. If you don't feel you're capable, you could try to get him in touch with a rabbi who is capable. But I definitely think that that's a chiyuv that Jews have. Of course, that's part of the Torah, to instruct mankind. That's Or Lagoyim, whatever you want to call it. In terms of breaking down the falsehoods or the contradictions in other theologies, in Christian theology, in Muslim theology, I maintain that that's part of the obligation. That's a big, big mitzvah, to show people the falsity of their religious beliefs. That's obviously essential if they are believers, but at least they're open-minded and they're willing to hear. So, of course, that's what Avraham Avinu did. He showed them the falsehoods of idolatry. And that's how he won people over. Now, how many people are you going to win over? Something else. I mean, that's a different issue. How amenable are people to reason? But that's a very big mitzvah, to show people the falsehood of their religious doctrines, and to thereby paving the way for introducing them to Torah. I can't imagine a greater mitzvah.